Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantov with your community comment. Bad things that happen in Europe often end up in the U.S. of A. Headlines read, around 700,000 households in Ireland, that would be 40%, are now in energy poverty as a result of the ongoing European Union gas crisis. I think that's a fancy way of saying these homes are going to be cold this winter. To add insult to injury, it turns out that the implementation of carbon taxes dramatically worsened the situation. As we are seeing with so many recent crises, this one, it's largely man-made in nature, as the Irish government had the opportunity to slash energy taxes but failed to act. One report says the Irish went green, hiking the carbon climate tax by 150%. Similar idiocy plays out in California, where we all shovel out huge taxes per gallon of gas. During the last few years, there were several key opportunities where having Sacramento suspend or just discontinue the gas tax would have helped a lot of people. But getting back to Ireland, their government appears to be prioritizing its green agenda policies over helping those in need, with the country's green minister outright banning the sale of three traditional sources of fuel. That would be wet wood, smoky coal, and turf. That ban, it went into effect 2 months ago. Woke idiocy has also set up Britain for failure as they scramble to get their strategic reserve turned back on, and they are only at 20%, which is about 9 days' worth of gas for the country. Wars are messy, and it looks like some vital underwater energy lines are being cut, as Swedish investigators found traces of explosives at the Baltic Sea site where two natural pipelines were damaged in what they're calling gross sabotage. Danish authorities confirmed similar damage to their lines as well. Germany had a method for getting control of energy prices and supply that should have gotten more attention for how bad it is. In September, they decided to nationalize the largest gas importer. In today's world of free markets and information, there is never a good reason for nationalizing a business. The government, they'll screw it up. It was a bit comical to see that China stocked up on Russian natural gas, and it appears they are now selling it to several European countries who have boycotted Russian fuel. I guess they're hoping their voters don't see through that one. Brandon said we might be in for a dark winter, but for the European nations, it looks like it will be dark and cold. While we await the ripple effect of these energy catastrophes that are playing out in the next few weeks, it is impossible to imagine that we will stay totally warm, dry, unaffected on our side of the pond. Be sure to stock up on everything you need this winter. This has been Anthony Mantov with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.